This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a deadly high-speed train crash in India. Officials say the train ran into a crowd of people at a Hindu festival in Punjab state. At least 60 were killed. Dozens more were injured. The sound of the approaching train was apparently drowned out by the noise of a fireworks display. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called it a heart-wrenching tragedy. Saudi Arabia early this weekend confirmed what much of the world already believed, that Saudi dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi was dead, that he died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The AP's John Gambrell has a report.
In Turkey, they say that a quote-unquote assassination squad, including a member of Prince Mohammed's entourage on foreign trips, as well as an autopsy expert, flew to Istanbul and laid in wait at the Saudi consulate for the Washington Post contributor to show up. Now, the way that Saudi Arabia now describes it is that somehow Khashoggi came to the consulate and was confronted by people, and what the Saudis say happened is a quote-unquote fist fight.
That was the AP's John Gambrell. Commenting on the Saudi announcement that suspects are being held, U.S. President Donald Trump called it a good first step. Asked about a way forward for the United States, Mr. Trump said he wanted first to confer with Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Despite threats from the Taliban, parliamentary voting is underway in Afghanistan. This after a campaign marked by frequent violence and allegations of fraud. Security at polling places is tight. The balloting follows this week's killing of an influential Afghan commander, General Abdul Razak, in Kandahar. The good news for lottery players in the U.S. this weekend, the Mega Millions jackpot reached the $1 billion mark. The bad news, when the winning numbers were drawn, no one had them. 15 second-tier winners will get $1 million apiece. A new drawing is set for next Tuesday. This is VOA News. The United States and South Korea have called off another scheduled military exercise scheduled for December, a decision that was apparently made by U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart. The hope is that the move will enhance the diplomatic atmosphere when, if as expected, President Trump meets again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sometime after the first of the year. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government has promised the United States it will confront the caravan. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City ahead of the new government being installed in December. He met with the outgoing president, Enrique Peña Nieto.
To make sure that the United States and Mexico are coordinated across a broad array of issues, security, trade, and of course, migration as well.
Pompeo told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, Mexican officials want to create a situation where migrants understand it is not fruitful to transit through Mexico to the United States. The U.S. has charged a Russian woman with interference in the upcoming midterm U.S. elections. The AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in next month's elections. The Justice Department's accusing a Russian in a sweeping bid to use social media to influence American public opinion on everything from gun control to the NFL national anthem debate. The charge was announced after U.S. intelligence agencies made a rare public statement in accusing Russia, China, Iran, and others of ongoing campaigns to sway voters.
To influence the American public, to draw... sow discord and increased divisiveness.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says there's no evidence voting systems themselves have been compromised. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong authorities have previewed a section of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge ahead of its official opening for traffic on Tuesday. Frank Chan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The bridge is not just a mega transport infrastructure jointly built by Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau. The central authorities also attach great importance to it. With the unfailing efforts of the engineering teams, and as demonstrated by the outcome of the joint trial last month, the bridge is now ready for commissioning.
Collectors of space memorabilia will have a chance to own a piece of American history when Neil Armstrong's family auctions off the vast personal collection of the famed astronaut next month. The end of the auction is set to mark the 50th anniversary of Armstrong's Apollo 11 mission, when he became the first man to walk on the moon. Armstrong died in 2012. Gene Randall, VOA News.